You're listening to WHYY News in Philadelphia. I'm Kenny Cooper. A charity organization will be hosting veterans and their families in Bethany Beach this week. The goal is to give the families a chance to relax by the beach. WHYY's Serena Grossi has more.
Operation Seize the Day has been hosting the Beach Week annually since 2013. Volunteering community members allow veterans and their families from across the country to stay in their homes free of charge. David Bradley is a board member with Operation Seize the Day.
It's sort of our way of giving back to the families of the wounded veterans and the wounded veterans themselves. It's sort of like the welcome that they never received when they came home.
The very important families, as organizers call them, can participate in a week's worth of events or simply spend time with their loved ones. They are also honored in a parade that spans from Bethany Beach all the way down to Selbyville. From the Delaware Desk, Serena Grossi, WHYY News.
A new report projects that the Atlantic City region could lose more than 5,000 jobs over the next decade as more casinos open their doors in New York City. Local business leaders are trying to prepare by expanding other types of tourist attractions in the city and asking for more state investment in the resort. Stockton University's Brian Tyrell says bringing in more visitors for conventions and events could help stem the potential job losses.
There are opportunities in other segments of the area's economy, and especially in segments adjacent to the gaming industry and hospitality and tourism, for at least some of those personnel to be absorbed if there are decreases in casino gaming employment.
The report from the Atlantic City County Economic Alliance warns job losses could be even higher if two proposed casinos are built in North Jersey. And in sports, your Philadelphia Phillies lost to the Atlanta Braves yesterday 5-4. The Phils get a rematch at Citizens Bank Park this afternoon at 1:05. You're listening to WHYY.